Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day. Wherever you are on the planet Earth, welcome to the show. You're tuned in, you're listening to the one and only The Lunar Lounge, sponsored, brought to you by Magic Mind, of course. Don't forget, I leave the details and the discount link in the, do I call it a bio? Or, you know where it, you know, at the bottom of the YouTube page where it has all the info. I leave the discount code there. So go get your box. You know, if you feel mental fatigue, tiredness, you want that clarity of mind, listen, man, go get your Magic Mind, man. This is where it's all happening. As you all know, this is my new natural drug. Welcome to the show. I've been away for what, 2 weeks? You've missed me? Yeah, I know. And I'm still recovering, people. Been walking the streets of Italy. So much to talk about. Later on in the show, we got the tarot card of the week coming up. Also as well, competition time. I haven't done the competition. Didn't do it in the last show because I didn't have a question, but now I do. So it is what it is. I am live, or I should be live, on Facebook and on Instagram, but I can't testify to that. But I'm supposed to be. But I'll have a look right now to see if I am live on Instagram, if I am live. But I should be. I'm live on YouTube as well. So welcome to you guys who are listening via YouTube. Yes, I am live on Instagram. I want to say a big happy birthday, first and foremost, to my father, my late father. Happy birthday, father. Happy birthday in spirit. I know you are here with me in spirit. You hear me all the time. Because I can hear you when I'm doing something naughty. Israel. And I want to say big happy birthday to Dinah. Hope you are well. Happy birthday to you. Shout outs to Imelda. Thanks for joining me here on the Instagram. We're in that Gemini season. I will be bringing up the charts. Well, I say of the moment. To look at what's going to be happening over the next coming weeks. What's going to be happening there. What else am I going to be talking about? What else is going on? What is the weather like where you are? I'm back again. It's just interesting. It amazes me. By the way, I've got a bit of a blocked nose. I'm sure you can all hear that. I'm sort of like speaking like I've got like sinuses. I don't know. I've just got a bit of an itchy nose. So you may see me start sneezing halfway through. Apologies for that. Okay. So accept my apologies. So, it is what it is. Yes, I'm back again in England, right? where the weather, yeah, exactly. Where the weather's like just been a little bit like, you know, I don't know. I'm experiencing four weathers in one day. 1 minute it's sunny, then it's windy, then it's raining, then it's warm again. I mean, it's warmer for obvious reasons. I mean, in a few days' time, we got the summer solstice, haven't we? However, I mean, it is still pretty chilly for the month of June. You know, unlike Italy, where I was a few days ago, you know, it was not the case. Keep the comments coming. Let me know where you are. Good morning, good afternoon to Jackie. Shout outs to Michelle. Thank you. That's from the YouTube. You know, I'm looking at many screens here. The Arts of Astrology. Yes, four weathers in one day. Yeah, tell me about it. It's crazy. You know, you see it all here in the UK. But I'll be talking about that later because I've actually looked at the chart for the summer solstice ingress to check out the weather. And guess what? It's going to be a wet summer. Yes, people, you heard it here live on air. It's going to be a wet one, man. So, what can I say? You know, be prepared. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be something like that. A total shutdown. It's looking like it's going to be wet and windy and sort of like just very chaotic, as it has been already. Actually, we've actually seen glimpses of that, happening already. So it is what it is. Yikes. Shout out to Imelda, shout out to Arts of Astrology, Dinah, to all you people here on the Instagram. Happy birthday once again to Dinah. I'm going to give you, let's give Dinah a round of applause. It's her birthday after all, right? Okay, you know, nobody celebrates like the Gemini. Jax is saying, I know where I am. You see, some people, you know, when they're closer to the equator, you know, they're a little bit, you know, boastful of the sun being in their favor. Shout out to Virgo, is it Verity? Virgo Verity, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. If you are listening to this show for the first time, do not forget that, yes, I am on YouTube. So you can watch this video at any time. And most of you are going to be watching the recording of this. A few of you pop into the live, obviously, when you can, depending where you are and your circumstances. But most people listen to the recording of this. So I am available on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google. You can find it there. The Lunar Lounge podcast. Yeah, with myself, Israel Ajozi. Weekly show. It's supposed to be I wanted to say bi-weekly there, but it's not. It's twice a week, isn't it? So twice a week is not bi-week, but bi-weekly is every other week. So what's the word for twice in a week then? Well, I don't know. I just say twice in a week, right? I think so. I think that's what I say. It is what it is. What else? So the weather, okay, I'm sure some of you are having it. You got it very good. Very nice. Some better more than others. Some of you, well, I don't know, but when in the summer of the hemisphere, they must be experiencing the other side, aren't they? So it's probably cold over there. The Arts of Astrology saying, I like it live. You're such fun. Okay. Some will beg to differ. I tried to. I want to make the show a bit more fun, of course. Got to have a laugh, right? And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, it's a show which is very much astrological orientated, but I do connect it with other things. And I will be in, you know, as it's going on, be roping in more and more, things into the mix, interviewing people, and you know that's meant to have happened already, but hey, you know what, we're trying to get people to work will fit into your schedule is a whole different thing, but it is what it is. But I will be, you know, talking, and I do talk about various subjects, whether it's numerology, tarot, alchemy, philosophy, mythology, cosmology, you know, all the esoteric sciences. They're all open and welcome here. So I will be talking all about that too. Arts of Astrology saying, yes, you are a great astrologer too. Oh, great. Mm. Mind your words there. Making my head swell, though, invisibly. No, thanks a lot for that. I know a few great astrologers. And I wouldn't put myself in that category. Not yet, but I'm working towards it. You know, it is what it is. But no, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Arts of Astrology. And speaking of astrology, I will be bringing up the chart for the moment in a little while or any minute now. I've said tarot card competition time will be coming up also later as well. So we'll be, looking out for that. I forgot to put up the, let the banner go across the screen, man. Yeah, there we go. What else? Keep your questions coming. Keep your comments coming. Who's this? Who's into their own? Is it Beige Rainbow Designs? Beach Rainbow Designs? Oh, okay. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Let's go to the chart and let's see what's happening in the heavens. You know me, always fiddling about with my, bits and bobs. Got to share my screen. Yeah. We get it. And here we go. So you should all be seeing that, right? Here we go. Looks like I need to blow my nose. Or I need to sneeze at least. Oh, dear. Hate this stuff. You know what happened? I was having a shower earlier on, and a little bit of soap just got up in my nose. And I don't know if you've ever experienced it. It happens to me now and again. I'll be, scrubbing my face or whatever, and a bit of soap just gets up the nose, and it just sets me off, starts to sneeze. I don't have a cold, although it may sound like I do, but I don't, actually. Old King Cole, welcome to the show. So, what have we got? Where is the moon? Well, the moon is in Scorpio. We got a Scorpio moon, baby. We'll take that. Scorpio moon. However, I think I need to change my timing. Anyway, moon is in Scorpio at the moment. Anywho, what else are we looking at? Well, we can see the sun here is at the very end of Gemini. So we've got what? Two more days to go. 21st of June, we're going to have the summer solstice. Summer solstice in the building. Shout out to Pfizer in the building. Shout out to, what's that? Benelin Nacta. I can't pronounce some of these words, I tell you. Do forgive me if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. You got somebody else backing you here. The Arts of Astrology on the YouTube. He's saying, of course you're a great astrologer. Don't mind yourself. Okay. I think we've got a conversation here with my conscious and subconscious mind here. Okay, I'll take it. I'm a great astrologer. I'm still a work in progress. That's what's happening. Anyway, back to the chart. Sun is at the tail end of Gemini, 28 degrees today. So in 2 days' time, which will be on the 21st, the sun will move into the sign of Cancer, which marks for us here in the Northern Hemisphere the summer solstice. So, yeah, we got the summer solstice on the board. Now, we've already got a few planets just recently, a few days ago, just moved into the sign of Cancer already. So it's almost like they're welcoming the sun into the sign of Cancer. So the planet Mercury and the planet Venus are already in the sign of Cancer. Guys, it's about to get sensitive. Eh? We might be... I know. We need to do that sometimes. Nothing wrong with that. You know, makes the energy flow. We need to release, you know, we need to express our emotions. Our sensitivity needs to be heightened so we can feel. How can we not feel? We got to feel things, right? We got to feel the love, most importantly, which is a very important component of our existence and continuum. Forgive me. As you can see, I'm taking a sip of water as I'm speaking with you. So we've got Mercury and Venus already in the sign of Cancer. So things are already getting somewhat emotional and sensitive. And then the sun will join later. Bear in mind, we're going to have the sun, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, all in water signs. Okay? And we've got Neptune there also as well, if you want to throw him into the mix. So, yeah, it's about to get watery, okay? So we're moving from a more rational, looking at things from objectively to a much more place of feeling right now, where, you know, things are, sensitivity is going to be on the rise. So that's going to be interesting over the course of the next, Mercury is going to be in there for at least about, 3 weeks? And so will Venus as well. It's quite interesting. Venus has now become an evening star, okay? She's not visible yet. Perhaps we'll look in the moment and I'll be able to tell you when Venus is going to become visible. Hopefully, you know, they're talking about now the ceasefire, peace talks more now with Israel. Don't get me wrong, the war's still going on. Bullets are still being fired, just not as much. It's calming down, right? And now they're talking about a ceasefire. It's cooling off. It's cooling off. It's not completely over, but it is cooling off. Yeah? Put down the arms. Welcome, my cave talks. Welcome, Jamaja. Jemaja. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Do forgive me. I am terrible with names. Christy Marie says here, hey Israel, my teacher once said that everyone does astrology different. Really helped me. Yes, that is true. That is true. That is true. All astrologers do their astrology different. I suppose depending on their own charts and then depending on their own approach as well. And the kind of astrology. There are various branches of astrology also as well. So yeah, that is true. Jemaja said close enough. Well, thank you very much for letting me know. Shout out to Ludana. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast show. So anyway, back to the chart. What's going on here? All these planets all bunched up again. My nose is clogged. Why? I haven't got a cold. I refuse to because I haven't got a cold. I'm fine. I'm well. I'm strong. I'm fairly healthy. Could be healthier. But the gym's going great. Gym's going great, guys. So we're moving from the Gemini energy, which we had a few weeks ago, which sort of like came in from like May, mid-May, end of May. We had all these planets moving in, end of May particularly, because then we had all Jupiter as well moving into Gemini. Jupiter's still going to be in Gemini for the next year. However, we've got the Mercury, Venus have already moved into Cancer, and the Sun will join in a few months' time. We've got Mars moved into Taurus in the last week or so. That's going to slow everything down. Mars is all about that potency. It's all about that energy. Shout outs to Yvette. Welcome to the show. So it's if you're feeling a little bit frustrated generally, perhaps maybe more with work. I've kind of sensed that something. I just feel like I'm walking through mud, you know. Mars in Taurus. It's the figures with Mars in Taurus is once it gets going, by God, you cannot stop it. It's like a locomotive. The energy around it is phenomenal. And I'll be happy to hear of you people who have Taurus suns, who have Taurus placements. I mean, I've got a Taurus placement, but Mars is not there yet. He'll be there in a few weeks' time. I'll keep you updated. But as to how perhaps you may be, but generally speaking, the planet of energy, the planet of motivation is in a zodiac sign that is slow and known for its laziness. So if you're feeling a little bit frustrated, feeling like that, especially with work, you know, things that you've got to put your energy into, even in the gym, I'm feeling a bit sluggish. Like, what's going on? I'm just feeling like, you know, I'm faster than this on the treadmill. I lift more than this. I normally do more. You know, it's like, it's just feeling like a drag. That is Mars in Taurus for you. That's how it's happening. He was squaring Pluto, but he's out of the clutches of Pluto right now. So he's doing his thing. We've got Mercury here and Venus, like I said. They're conjunct, by the way. We've got a Mercury-Venus conjunction. Yeah, peace talks. You all right? That sounds about right. The moment they got in close proximity with each other, all we was hearing was the peace talks. If you remember last year when it happened also as well, I told you when Venus went into Libra and there was that sextile. Remember when there was a sextile with Venus and Mercury? Mercury was in Sagittarius. Venus entered Libra. And there was that sextile, which went on for about a few weeks last year. What happened? Peace talks. Ceasefire. Now we're getting it again. So it's very interesting. Shout outs to my Orgasma. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Yeah. Funny to see you here. Normally I'm on your platform. Switch around, turn around. Excuse my nose. No, I don't have sinuses. No, I ain't got a fever. I know I ain't got I've got a bit of a blocked nose, but hey, it's my balance trying to, you know, recalibrate. Changing of weather, you know, coming from nice hot Italy and stepping into I don't want to say cold England, but coming into England where, you know, it's the weather's been really funny. Who's that person my buzzer? Delivery. Well, I'm not in. I'm doing a podcast. Anyhow, let's get back to... So Mercury's in Cancer. Conjunct Venus. That's a good... That's a good combination to have. Okay, what else did I want to talk about? So let's see what's happening here in terms of aspects. Is anybody making any aspects? Ah, well, there is one. People, are you listening? For all you drinkers out there, the Sun is squaring Neptune right now. Okay? The Sun is squaring Neptune. Right? We've got a Sun square Neptune. Are you feeling confused? Are you feeling lost? Well, yeah. So you should be. We need these times. You know, the soul needs to keep busy, needs to keep questioning, needs to keep growing, it needs to keep fluid. That's how it happens. Sun is square Neptune. So, people, over the next couple of days, can you stay away from alcohol? Not so good for you. Bear with me while I blow my nose. Oh. Ah. Yeah, Sun square Neptune. It can leave us feeling disillusioned, and feeling a bit lost, feeling like we're don't know where we're going. Mind fog, brain fog. Stay away from alcohol, people, over the course of the next days. We're likely going to be a little bit more sensitive than normal. Be careful what you are watching and what you are reading over the internet and over social media. Shout out to Francesca. Welcome to the show. What are you doing here? Gemma just says, for how long? Not for long, actually. The sun will move into Cancer in 2 days' time, on the 21st, summer solstice, of course. So, I mean, this Sun square Neptune has been going on for about, give or take, let's say 5 days, for the last 5 days. And and it can be a great time for spiritual awakening, spiritual opening, meditations. When I say spiritual can be a number of things. As Francesca is just reminding me, just did yoga, nidra. Okay. Sun square Neptune is great for yoga. Neptune things, exactly. Thanks a lot, Francesca. It can be very good like that, but it's a square, and squares are difficult aspects. They can be quite challenging, and they can be quite confusing. And that's why I was saying about, are you feeling in the last 5-6 days, have you been feeling a little bit lost, a little bit confused about things? Well, you see, there's a purpose behind it. There's a method to the madness. Collectively, Neptune is trying to get us to awaken to something else. Look at another thing. Look at other options. How do you grow? You see. So there's a method to the whole madness around it. Dreams, psychic activities tend to be heightened during this particular time. And it can reveal a lot of hidden stuff. It can unveil a lot of hidden stuff. But sometimes as well with Neptune, there can be a sense of wanting to escape. And one of the ways that us as humans want to escape often is the alcohol. Hence why I said, try to get away from alcohol or drug activities. You know, try to stay away from that. Francesca saying needed. Absolutely dead. Also psychic attacks. A bit of a theme this week. Oh, welcome to the show, Iffy. How are you doing? That wouldn't surprise me. If you actually look at the news, I'm always telling you guys when I'm reading out the planetary combinations, what's going on in the sky, look at what's going on around you, look at what's going on in the world, listen to the news, what's coming up on the news, you will often see these planetary themes playing out. It's quite interesting over here in the UK, for example, and I suppose it's over there as well for you guys in America as well. You know, elections are coming up. I mean, our one's much more sooner. We've got it in 3 weeks' time on the 4th of July. Rishi Sunak, why did you pick the 4th of July, American independence, to do the election? It blows my mind. Anywho, we got an elections over here. So again, it's quite interesting how at this moment, you know, all the different parties are, you know, releasing their manifestos and this party, what they're going to do and who wants to raise taxes and lower taxes and I want to do this and do that. And you get a lot of this Neptune idealistic stuff. Lies. Fake. Yeah? This is where you can tell the fake news, man. Just stick with astrology. Yes, I was actually going to come to that, Francesca. Thanks a lot. Justin Timberlake was caught drinking and driving. Was it the day before yesterday or yesterday? Again, intoxication. That is a Sun-Neptune kind of thing. I was actually going to touch on that. You beat me to it. But yeah, so these are the kinds of themes which we are seeing here. It's quite interesting. They had actually a debate. I think it was triggered by the Justin Timberlake situation. But they've been having debates on about the drink drive limit. Again, Sun-Neptune. This is a Sun-Neptune thing, which they're talking about here. And there are various other activities which Sun-Neptune. Look in your local country. I understand that there's people here from various parts of the world. So just look around you. You'll see this Sun-Neptune be playing itself out. But like I said, I mean, it's going to be exact, well, tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah, tomorrow is going to be the exact square. So watch out for the news tomorrow. See what's going to be coming up. Sensitivity is really going to be heightened right about now. I mean, for anybody, and like I said, happy birthday, Dinah. And I know you're listening to this, but this is interesting because it's your birthday today. Meaning your sun is at 28 degrees of Gemini. Thereabouts, 27, 28 degrees. Anybody who is born, whose birthday it is, either yesterday, day before yesterday, today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, your sun is being squared by Neptune right about now. So, very sensitive time for you. You could be a little bit all over the place. Oh, Pink Rose, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Just talking about astrology here, if you're wondering. That's the Sun-Neptune. But how long will it last? It's going to fizzle out after 2-3 days. The moment the sun moves into Cancer, and we've got that summer solstice, voila, it will start to cool off. Yes. Francesca saying this live casting is cool. Yeah, you need to jump on board, man. Pink Rose is saying, thank you, my birthday tomorrow. Well, happy birthday in advance. But apart from having happy birthday in advance, I mean, you are having the sun. You're having Neptune square your sun, which can be sometimes somewhat a bit of a confusing time. Can be a little bit difficult time in terms of navigating, depending where the sun is in your chart and everything. It's not an easy transit to deal with Neptune. It's not so bang in your face, but at the same time, it's really Neptune is to do with dissolving. That's exactly what happens. You get dissolved. Francesca saying I'm technically deficient. Oh dear. Sixth house. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're feeling that, old Pink Rose. Welcome to the show, Sixth House. What a name, Sixth House. Why of all the 12 houses in astrology did you pick the sixth house? Couldn't you pick the second house or something? The house? 10th house? Why are you picking the sixth house? You got to be a doctor or something like that to be having that kind of name. Oh. Anyhow, back to the astrology. We're getting that. However, starting from the 21st, also on the 21st, on the summer solstice, sun moves into Cancer. We're also going to be having a sextile from Mercury to Mars. Okay, from Mercury to Mars. Six houses letting me know. My Venus is there. And I'm so well. We love a Venus. Not too sure she likes it too much in the sixth house. But I bet you get busy, right? You're off service. No, it's cool. It's cool. Nothing wrong with the sixth house. But it can be sextile with Mercury and Mars on the 21st. Coolio, we shall take that. What else? So things may speed up communication-wise, mental ability, energy. Although Mars is a bit slow at the moment, but still, he may spark some creativity and original thinking into the mix. So the summer solstice actually could be quite productive for us, I guess. And then on the 22nd of June, we got a full moon. It's going to be in the sign of Capricorn at 1 degree of Capricorn. Okay? We got a full moon coming up. Full moons are always about things coming to fruition, coming to completion. Full moons are about that, you know. So this is quite a significant full moon. Yeah? So literally after the summer solstice, the longest day of the year for us in the Northern Hemisphere, the day after that, we're going to be having a full moon. That is what the summer solstice is about. The summer solstice is to be celebrated. I'm sure my Druid colleagues are going to be down at Stonehenge welcoming the sun rise on the 21st of June. As we always, I haven't been in a couple of years, but it is great. It's a wonderful experience to witness it actually happening. Longest day of the year, summer solstice. The word solstice means to stand still. And for a period, a day or two, it does seem like, yeah, you know, astronomically, the sun or Earth is not moving, which is not the case. Everything's moving. But that's what the summer solstice is. And that's where we have the longest day of the year. So it seems like the sun is not moving for a long period of time, hence the word solstice. So we have the summer solstice and we celebrate that. So the day after we're going to have the full moon, it's going to be in Capricorn. So that's going to be quite a full-on quiet time. We've got the summer solstice, new beginning, new season, and then the day after we've got a full moon. Something coming to, you know, ahead. Something coming to, you know. So that's quite cool stuff. I like that. I think we can work with that. And Venus is going to be close by. Venus is next to the sun. So she's in the mix, which is quite cool. I like that. There'll also be a trine to Mars as well, even though you're moving a little bit slow, but we'll take it. Why not? And then what happens? So then we're going to have Mercury, Venus, Sun in Cancer. Then what's going to be happening? Not much happening in terms of aspects, is it, really? I mean, let's face it. Other than the moon, it's the planets are beginning to widen up. You know, I did talk about that. All the planets were bunched up over the last couple of months. You know, not much happening, but they're beginning to widen up here. So, then what's going to be happening? Anything else? So we're going to be getting a trine. So Mercury will start to trine from the 25th of June. Mercury's racing, you know, which means he's about to go retrograde. We have enough going on aspect-wise. Jemaja, yeah, well, individually, yeah, I'm sure, but collectively, not that much, actually, not as much, but from the 25th, we're going to have Mercury starting to trine Saturn, very good. Very good for organizing. Very good for planning. Planning anything to do with travel. Planning anything to do with education. Planning anything to do with literacy. Commuting. Communication. Mercury. I might use that. I need to update my computer. I may just do that round about that time. So we're going to have a Mercury trine Saturn. That will perfect, or that perfects actually on the 26th of June. On the 26th of June, we'll have a perfect trine from Mercury to Saturn. So we will take that. What else is going to be happening here? We've still got the Venus, although Mercury is pulling away. He's moving a bit fast, isn't he? Then what happens? This is a nice one. On the 26th, 27th of June, we're going to have Venus-Mars sextile. Now, do remember from last week, shout out to Pretty. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Hope you're well. Remember last year, I've been telling you about the Venus-Mars. They had a conjunction last year, then there was a, you know, sextile. Now, there was a conjunction this year again, because Venus went retrograde and she came back. So they had another conjunction this year. This is the sextile from that conjunction. Very good. Can be great for romantic endeavors, can be great for relationship endeavors. All of those things are favored during this time. So that's going to be the 27th of June. So watch out for that. That's actually going to perfect. It's going to perfect on the 28th of June, we could say, pretty much, yeah. 28th, 29th of June is when the perfect sextile with Venus and Mars can be very good for passions, very good for relationships, very good for artistic endeavors. Yes, we're going to be onto something here, people. Whether you're in a relationship, it can be a boost for your relationship. And whether you're single, it can be great to embark on a new relationship. So definitely mark those dates down, especially from, I mean, if we really want to go there. The sextile actually between Venus and Mars goes on from about the 25th, from the 25th of June, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 1st of July. So we're even coming up to the 1st of July. We're going to be having this Venus-Mars sextile. So even at the beginning of July, we're going to be having... So from about the 25th, okay? So we're going to have about a week about this, where these two planets are going to be sextiling each other. Shout-outs to Alicia. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So that is good. I like that. Christine said, well, you did say it was watery, so it's your nose. Yeah. I spoke it into existence, although I was referring to the weather, not my nose. But yeah. So I think I will leave it there, because then that brings us into July. And I don't want to talk about July yet. I want to talk about more about July next week. So that is the cosmic news. That's where to be. So we've got summer solstice coming up in a few days' time. The day after the summer solstice, we've got the full moon. We're going to be having Mercury trine Saturn. We're going to have Venus sextiling Mars. So we've got quite a few things that are going to be, you know, keeping us busy. Yeah,
yeah.
But at the current moment, you know, we have got Sun square Neptune. Stay away from alcohol, people. Over the next couple of days, that is. So, yeah. I think I'm going to leave it there, I believe. What else is there to talk about? I'm just looking here to see if there's anything else that seems to be anything significant. But no, not for now. I'll leave that. I'll leave that there. Hold on a minute, guys. I seem to be, blowing my nose again. So that's that. Let's get back to the chart, man. I said back to the chart. Well, let's get back to me. We can remove that one. Okay. There we go. Computer's been a little bit slow. Okay. What is it now? It's that time of the week. Competition time, people. There's going to be £30 up for grabs. £30 up for grabs. Okay. The question is, what is the question this week? It's a very easy one, actually. Let me put the email on the screen, because then people sort of like say, oh, but we don't send the answer to. Yes, you do. I'm going to put it on the screen right now, so you're going to be seeing it. There you have it. The Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. Now, I ask a question. You do not answer it now. People, please pay attention. Does anybody listen to this show? No. Yeah, exactly. Nobody listens to this show. I'm going to answer a question now. It's the first person who inboxes me at 12 midnight next week, Tuesday. Midnight on Tuesday. So when I say Tuesday, that's Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Yeah, midnight Tuesday. Yeah. I think people get their midnights mixed up. Anyhow, it's the first person who inboxes me, sends me the answer. That is the email there on your screen. The Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com is £30 up for grabs. The question is, are you paying close attention? The question is, what planet rules poisons? Poison, poison, poison. When we say something is poison, yeah, what planet rules poisons? £30 for the winner. First person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com next week, Tuesday, from midnight. It starts from midnight. If you get a question in at midnight, then you're going to be the winner. But if not, you know, the questions, I said the questions, the answers, sorry. The answers do tend to come in around that time. Which makes me wonder, you know, some of you like really staying up that late, or, you know, depending on your time zone where you're at. But you can plan it, this stuff, you know. My Orgasma has typed it. For those of you who are on the Instagram, it's there. What planet rules poisons? So the first person who inboxes me will be the winner of £30. It's the first one that comes in. First come, first serve. That's how the show goes. That is the competition question for this week. Which planet rules poisons? Welcome to the show, Miss Skazi. You're awfully late. When the show is nearly coming to an end, that's when you decide to come. Eh? You need to put this on a timer, man. You know what I mean? What time do you call this? Yeah, exactly. What time do you call this? It is what it is. What planet rules poisons? First person who inboxes me, the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. First person who sends in their answer, it will be. No Tiffany today. Baby girl must have arrived. Yeah, I was thinking that myself. If you're the Instagram thinking, what the hell are you talking about? There is a regular tune-in listener to the Lunar Lounge podcast from Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to Tiffany, by the way. I'm going to give you some shout-outs. But I know she was expecting a baby. I think it was last week or so. So she must have had it. So hopefully she can be honest. And analyze your baby's chart. What is happening here? A Gemini baby will keep you on the run. I kid you not. So it's that time of the week. Tarot card of the week. So I'm going to be pulling that one out right now. That is competition time gone. You all know, awfully slow. I've got no idea. But I don't know. I need one of these game computers. You know, these gamer computers? Yeah, I think I need one of them. That's what I'm updating to. I'm going to wait until that Mercury trines Saturn. But I need one of them. I need one of these powerful gamer computers. I don't play games, but hey, well, not those kind of games anyway. Okay, I'm just shuffling the card here, and I'm just going to let you know. You know me. I'm just going to cut it in the middle. I'm going to shuffle and then cut it in the middle and let you know what is the tarot card of the week, what is going to be the message, what is the summary, what kind of archetypes are we going to be working with over the course of the next 7 days. And it's going to be, voila. What have we got? Oh, that's good. Oh, I like that. We got this. Ooh, I can't have you jump in. We got the Six of Wands, people. Six of Wands is the tarot card of the week. That is good. It's a card about victory. It's a card about acknowledgement. There's an element of success with this card. It's a card about, being acknowledged for who you are, what you did, appraisals, approvement, feeling like we are advancing forward. I like it. Shout out to Mason, all the way from New York, baby. Welcome. The Six of Wands is a really good card. Very energetic. Wands are always about, energy, both physical and spiritual energy. But the Six is a card that indicates victory and element of success. So we're going to be riding on our... But mind you, this card also reminds us that it is not complete. There is still more work to do. So although it's a very positive card that will indicate that over the course of the next 7 days, we are going to be encountering an element of success and, a moving forward, advancing forward. We are not, the journey is not over. There is still more to come. So also the Six as well. Six is about balancing. It's about balancing our life here. Again, see, my computer's doing that swirly thing. I seem to be moving in slow motion. So apologies if you're seeing slow motion there on your screen. It's almost like my computer's trying to keep up all that data. But this is what the Six of Wands is about. So it's really about advancing forward. I can see here there's, you may be seeing me in slow motion. You may be seeing me a little bit in slow motion on your side. Apologies for that. I've got to sort that out because I can't keep having shows like that. Live in Manhattan. Yeah, thanks a lot. Oh, Gemma Jazz, well, Gemma Jazz the Alchemist, you're in Manhattan too. Okay, okay. Shout outs to New York, baby. Yeah. Well, this is what the Six of Wands essentially is about. So it's about victory. It's about success. It's about advancing forward. But it's also reminding us that the journey is not over. There is still more need to do and to focus on, and that we need to also embark on as well. And that's what the Six of Wands essentially is reminding of. Tarot card of the week. I really like this one. Yeah. Taking that one to the bank. I want to give shout outs to everybody who took time to tune in. Happy birthday once again, Dinah. Happy birthday again to my late father. I miss you, man. But I know we got that connection. We know how it goes, baby. I'm gonna talk to you later, pops. Want to thank each and every single one of you. Oh, look at that. Speak of the devil. I'm not saying you are a devil, Tiffany, but welcome to the show. Good morning, y'all. Just logged in. I have your baby girl. I have my baby girl with me. She arrived last Wednesday. Okay, congrats. You come at the end of the show, though. I was just talking about, you must have had the baby last week or something. So, yeah, I was correct. So, last week, Wednesday, a week today, right? Well, the planets were in Gemini then. So, there's a lot of, I believe, Mercury was in Gemini then. Venus was in Gemini then. The Sun definitely was in Gemini then. Jupiter was in Gemini. So you got a baby with four planets in Gemini. where was the moon? Was the moon in? Because last week Wednesday was. The moon wasn't in there. The moon had moved on, hadn't it? Cool, Leo. Congratulations. She's Libra rising. She's letting us know she's Libra rising. You should have come earlier in the show, man. Happy birthday, Dinah. Well, pretty, you know, Dinah. So, yeah. What's her name? Alana. Am I pronouncing it name? Alana Monette. Alana Monette. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Okay, beautiful name like that. I'm going to refer to her as the Lunar Lounge baby. Yeah, because her mom was listening to the Lunar Lounge while she was pregnant with her, told her about the progress of her pregnancy and gave birth. And now, first show back, because I've been off for 2 weeks, of course. And now you're telling me about the birth. So that is the first Lunar Lounge baby. It's official. So thank you. Beautiful name. Thank you very much. Moon in Virgo, is it? Okay, the moon was in Virgo. Okay. You very mercurial, man. You got a lot of talking and explaining to do to Alana. So yeah, wonderful. Beautiful name. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you all you guys as well for participating as well on the YouTube, on the Instagram, on Facebook, although I can't see you live on Facebook, so I don't know who's commenting. I only find out afterwards. So apologies for that. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Show must come, which it has. Show has come to an end. As you all know, with the Lunar Lounge podcast. On that note, people, stay blessed. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for keeping the show going. Happy birthday to all you Geminis. Wishing you a happy solstice all in advance. Happy full moon in Capricorn, also in Apple. And yeah. On that note, to the Lunar Lounge. I'm going to be out. Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. My name is Dre Josie. You've been locked in and tuned in to the Lunar Lounge. I see you guys next week. Thank you.